Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Shane always working for the ball club, even if he doesn't have a voice to do it with. Rolling out the Syndio Twitter question of the day, courtesy of our friends from Syndio HR, your HRO experts in Wichita. You can find it at KFH Radio, Sports Daily, KFH Retweet. Play along at home. Judging by their college numbers, which player would you have never envisioned busting in the NBA? In other words, who surprised you the most? Jay Williams, Jimmer Fredette, Adam Morrison, or Tyler Hansbrough? It's an intriguing question. Jay Williams
I think it's Williams. Yeah, right. Because everybody else, now, you course, saw bust potential there.
Mm-hmm.
Morrison didn't. He may have been my favorite of that group, but he didn't. His game didn't translate.
No.
Hansbrough
had big college numbers, and he flamed out pretty fast in the NBA.
Yeah, but I didn't. My expectations for him weren't that high. Same for Jimmer. Okay. I don't know how high my expectations for any of those guys were. For Williams, everybody was high, and his was, you know, probably derailed by a car wreck. That's a tricky one. I think on the surface, easy answer is Williams. If you factor in the wreck, then that may be an asterisk there. And if you take him out of it, it's probably Hansbrough.
Yeah, probably. You've got 6 hours left to vote. Jay Williams right now leading the fray at 36%. Jimmer Fredette at 24%. By the way, I think he's still playing and very successfully in China, averaging 30. I mean, dude is...
Who's that?
Incredible. Jimmer Fredette. Adam Morrison.
He's doing that, the basketball tournament too, isn't he, that's coming to Wichita? Doesn't he have a team?
I think that's correct.
And I think they're pretty good.
And by the way, how cool is that, that Wichita is a stop on that?
Did you see that they're just dwarfing right now every other city in attendance? It somehow the regional purse that they'll play for is tied to attendance, and right now Wichita's is just massively – Wichita's is much higher than everybody's, than Syracuse, than everybody else really hasn't got totally, you know, got the ball rolling yet. But Wichita's is, I mean, and that's to no surprise to anybody because of, you know, you see things like the NCAA tournament and people kind of come in and they're just thinking, whoa, because, and I get it. People don't know a lot about it nationally. And then they come in and see how crazy a basketball town it is. And it's a little bit eye opening. I hope, Bruce, that they just blow the doors off of that place. You've got the NBC at Eck this year, which it'll all time out pretty well, and then you can maybe walk over to Eck. It's just a great summer sports weekend of events that, you know, just kind of go hand in hand to some degree. It could be a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's fantastic for sports fans in general, basketball fans in particular. That's going to be really, really a fun event, especially depending on who ends up being here. But you would imagine that if they can get them together, that a K-State team could be here, or a KU team, or a Creighton team. I'm not sure which one would be better. They'd all be fantastic. The possibilities are really limitless here. So just really looking forward to seeing how the whole thing shakes out. What a great idea. And by the way, that's a really good event. I mean, that's an event that I actually watch. I've watched it for a couple of years. Bradley actually had a team. I don't know if Bradley had a team in the finals or in the Final Four, but they were in it. Bradley had a team in it. A couple years ago.
Yeah, those it could all fit together in weird ways. I actually like the Shockers roster composition and the variety of styles and everything else. It's funny, and this is why it's going to be so good. We talk about it and around the like trying to analyze what we think is going to happen on this, and who knows. But you know, it's I kind of look at it and I'm like, boy, this will be the time that Connor Francamp come and shoots the lights out, doesn't miss a shot. You know,
yeah, isn't that
it's
the
like
truth?
10 threes.
Yeah.
This is going to be where it happens because we all know it's there. It wasn't, you know, it didn't find its way as much as everyone had hoped, even though he ended up having a nice Shocker career. But this could be the time where that happens, or who knows? Who knows?
Well, it'll be a lot of fun in a totally different kind of setting, but really good stuff. Weighing in on the Cindio Twitter question, John brings up an interesting alternative. I would have expected more out of Greg Oden if he didn't look like the basketball version of Otis Nixon coming out of college. Okay, he got the chuckle line, but in and of itself, that may be correct. Greg Oden.
My problem
might
with Oden
be.
Was he was in that run of years where the NBA was infatuated with centers that could block shots but couldn't score a lick. I never understood it with Oden. Who was the other guy? Who did he get drafted ahead of? It was like, was it the Durant year? I got to look at that. But the NBA, and it went that way for a long time, like where we had Oden, and then, you know, yeah, he got taken ahead of Durant, Horford, in 2007. And I remember thinking, because I had just started in this business, I think that year, or maybe it was my second year, and I watched a ton of Big 12 basketball, and I just kept thinking, how in the world would you not take Kevin Durant number one? Are we all watching the same college basketball? Oden, what to me, like, if you're coming to the NBA, you better be able to score. If you're going to be a number one pick, you better be able to score. We saw it with like Nerlens Noel. Like everybody, the NBA was infatuated with guys, the tall guys that could block shots. So what? Like, give me somebody that can score points if I'm taking you number one.
By the way, you bring this up, and let's just examine it for a second. Greg Oden was the first player taken in the 2007 draft. Kevin Durant and Al Horford went 2-3. Boy, you can't go wrong with them. And Mike Conley at number four, another one that really has been kind of a can't miss. Jeff Green has had a good NBA career. But
Joakim
listen to
Noah
some of these other guys. Yeah, Joakim Noah was in there. So those are five pretty solid, three really good picks. Four, I guess, if you give Conley the nod. Jeff Green makes it five out of the top 10. But here's some of the other guys. Corey Brewer, Brandon Wright. Brandon Wright? Okay. Spencer Hawes, A.C. Law, who is a hell of a lot better known for hitting that shot from the corner to beat Kansas in Lawrence than he is anything he ever did in the NBA. Thaddeus Young, Julian Wright, Al Thornton, Rodney Stuckey, even Nick Young. Nick Young was a first-round draft pick, and he's hung around, obviously. Sean Williams, Jarvis Crittenden. He's dead, isn't he? Wasn't he involved? You know what? Let me hold back on that. And Jason Smith, Daquan Cook, Jared Dudley. These guys were all first-round draft picks.
You go to the second round, and you've got Mark Gasol. And there was one other. Tiago Splitter he had a minute. Didn't he? Yeah, he had a minute with the Spurs.
Crittenden didn't pass. He pleaded guilty to manslaughter in 2015 and is serving 23 years in prison.
Oh.
I knew there was something whacked about him. So, anyway, was up for murder charges. Voluntary manslaughter with a weapon, aggravated assault with a firearm. He's slated for release December of 2036.
Hope he gets everything turned around.
Well, he's got plenty of time to think about it.
Just always remember that Greg Oden was taken ahead of Kevin Durant.
Yeah, which is
doesn't just get the egregious Jordan treatment that it probably should.
Well, in that whole class, there's one Hall of Famer, and it's Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
You talk about a bust. How about that class?
That class was not good.
Just crazy. All right, Brian Haney from the University of Kansas Jayhawk Network coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.